bit different. But they're still the San Antonio Spurs. And, you know, we know what they're capable of. They know what we're capable of. So it's gonna be a heck of a series, I tell you, man. It's going to start on the defensive end.
What's
different about the Spurs?
No. Yeah.
Well, a couple years older.
Different style.
So you're saying Duncan's slowing down?
The style is pretty much the same. You know, they still play pretty much the same basketball. So there's really no major difference. I think that the difference with us that we're a better defensive team. You know, that makes us different from the previous Phoenix Suns teams that played the Spurs. I think this year we're much better defensively.
Do you expect their defensive approach with you will be the same as they've always used
it? Not sure. Still uncertain about that. You know, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to come up with something for game one. And we just got to make sure that we are able to adjust during the game. You know, so what we're going off now, I think both teams are going off how we played in the regular season and trying to figure out the best way to win. So once the game starts, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a different approach. And we just got to make sure we're able to adjust on the fly.
You scored pretty well against them in the regular season.
Yeah, we played well. We won two out of three games.
Right.
We had a game in San Antonio where we should have won that. So we played them fairly well through the regular season, but that's the old season, and this is the new one. So we got to make sure we still play as well, if not better, here in the postseason.
During the season, did you feel like they were more focused on taking away the three-point shooters, or did they have extra attention?
They tried to pretty much contain everyone if they can. But I think we have so many weapons to where it's tough to contain everyone. So I feel if we play the way we play, our style of basketball that we've been playing over the past, this year has been different, but if we keep playing our style of basketball the way we've been playing this last season, then we should be okay offensively. Defensively, we just got to make sure we still focus in and make less mistakes.
Was it the pick and roll with Manu that's tough to play?
That's always one of the go-to plays with the pick and roll with Manu Ginobili. He's a strong left-hand driver, you know, so, and again, that's one play. You have another one where, you know, they go to Tim Duncan on the block and kind of create some motion, some movement on the opposite side of the court, try to keep guys contained. But, you know, it's all about determination. It's all about wanting it. And we have to be extremely, extremely focused and ready to go. So, you know, I think today's practice was great. We tuned in. We watched film. We studied. We learned a little bit more today. So I think we're ready to go.
Why do you think your numbers have been so spectacular against them just about from the time you came out?
I really can't call it, to be honest with you. I always take the challenge of playing against greats. It's just a challenge of mine because eventually I want to be that. I want to be, you know, a champion, a Hall of Famer. You know, so playing against these guys like Tim Duncan is a great challenge for me. And I love it. It's what the game is about. And it's our era, you know. So when my son grows up in his era, I can go back and say, you know what, I gave Tim Duncan a big time battle when I was playing. You know, so it's a lot of fun. But it's even better when you win.
Did you watch a lot of film of defensive work that McDyess did on Dirk and Leslie?
I played with him. McDyess is definitely a solid defender. He likes to get into you, kind of create havoc, similar to Kurt Thomas when I played with Kurt. You know, so, but it's me and Dirk is two different players. He shoots from the outside, fadeaway jumpers over point guards. Me, I like to go to the rack and dunk on point guards. So we're totally different. But I think McDyess is definitely focusing on the task at hand, try to contain myself and others. So we got to make sure that we're, you know, again, make sure we're ready to go.
How much would it help to get Robin back just a little bit?
Robin's always a help. You know, having him on the court definitely helps us. He's strong in the post. He can guard guys for defensive spurts. So that will help us, but we can't depend on it. We got to make sure that we understand, you know, what our goals are. And with or without Robin, we got to make sure we bring it.
Do you think you'll be able to attack the rim, or do you think there'll be times where you have to stay on the perimeter?
You never know. Still not totally sure. Through the regular season, I was able to attack the rim. Pretty much both, actually. Shot a few jumpers and got the offense going from the outside as well. So, again, it's going to be, you never know what Coach Pop approach will be defensively against us. So, once the game starts, it's all about reading out there and, you know, trying to adjust to what they want to, how they want to approach the game.
Is a lot of this about legacy for you? You were talking about how you want to be considered in this stage and going against him.
It's really, I'm really not focusing on legacy. Just focusing on winning, you know, and legacy builds on its own pretty much. I can't control it. I can't force it. You know, just going to play basketball, you know, to the best of my ability and see if, you know, what happens. So I think the main objective is to win.
Concerned about Steve?
No, I think Steve will be okay. You know, he's been doing a lot recently to get his body healthy and strong. So he's gonna be okay.
Mari, in the last series, the game plan was for you and Channing to keep the bigs occupied while the guards, while Grant and Jason attacked the boards. Is that the same plan for this series?
Well, actually, it was a little bit different. I think last series for myself was to. My focus was to keep Camby off the boards for one, and to play great defensively, being a weak side, helping guys, helping the helper, and offensively is to be a playmaker, to find guys when they're open so they can shoot. And I happen to find guys. You know, Jason Richardson had a great series. Channing and Jared did a great job in game five. Grant did a phenomenal job on the boards as we box out and keep the centers, Camby and Aldridge off the boards. Grant, those guys did a great job of coming in and, you know, getting the loose rebounds. So I think this series is going to be somewhat different. We're dealing with a different beast. You know, you got Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Tony Parker, and you got some other guys that are playing well. That you know, so it's going to be a different approach. It's going to be a different, totally different team than what we faced with Portland. So got to make sure we study these guys and get comfortable with what they want to do so we can be comfortable with our defense.
You call that a defensive series for you. Do you see this one differently?
No. It's going to be strictly defense. I mean, that's what I've been working on is the past few years, is to get better defensively. And I feel that I've gotten a lot better, and we have as a team, with that being said. So, and again, that's just going to carry over in the postseason. It's going to be strictly a defensive matchup. It's about playing smart and getting stops. So, see how it goes.